The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Want to stream cognitive dissonance to your Android or iPhone? Buy the app. Go to dissonancepod.com and click on the link on the right-hand side of the page. Each purchase helps support the show. Be advised that this show is not for children, the faint of heart, or the easily offended. The explicit tag is there for a reason.
This is Cognitive Dissonance. Okay, skeptical, political, yada, yada, yada. This is episode 236. This is just a runoff episode of all the stuff that we recorded last week at Glory Hole Studios. We had Jake in, so that took up a lot of the portion of the show. And then we wound up having just a ton of stories that we covered because of the recent Supreme Court ruling. And there's just a ton of stuff. A bunch of people sort of foaming at the mouth, and we just couldn't help ourselves. We covered about a half a dozen stories, and we have a ton left over, so we wanted to just play them as this midweek show for you. Without further ado, here's the rest of that recording at Glory Hole Studios.
You are watching the beginning and the birth of the New World Order. And you want to call me crazy? Go to hell. Call me crazy all you want.
So this story also comes from Right Wing Watch. Beck and Barton, the gruesome twosome, warned that SCOTUS' gay marriage decision will legalize pedophilia and outlaw the Bible. This is amazing.
Now, I listened to this a little bit but ahead of time. It's going to sound like a clip we played before, but I want you to pay attention. It's not the same clip we played before, but listen to how exactly Barton says something. Just all you have to do is refresh your memory to a couple weeks ago, and he will say the exact thing he said in the past because he's got a spiel, and right. No matter what show he's on, he says the exact same thing.
What's going to happen if they go wrong is sex is going to be determined by orientation. How many orientations are there? There's 82 that you've identified.
Yeah.
But I go back to 2009, when they did the hate crime law to protect orientation. Our guys said, hey, let's have an amendment that we're not going to include pedophiles in that. And Democrats said, no, they're included in that too. That's part of orientation. So orientation is anything you want, including things that I think probably 95% of Americans would agree are not acceptable. That becomes legally protected, and you can't discriminate against pedophiles or whoever else you want.
Can I just say real quick that it's clearly in here that it's false, that is not the hate crimes. The hate crimes thing did not include that. That's not – it's just him.
I'm sure
it's just him saying something that's not true.
You know what we call that?
A lie.
Lying.
Yeah.
He is lying.
He does that all the time. That guy's a plagiarist or a liar or he just makes up falsehoods and just puts them in his books.
Right. Yeah. He's been a proven fraud.
Yeah.
He's been a proven fraud. I think fraud and a liar is the thing. But I also want to talk about that comment that he made he seems to be upset that we are being judged by our behaviors rather than our inherent traits. Well, how else could a government operate? Could a government operate on what your inherent trait is? How would they know what your inherent trait is?
You would have
is?
To declare it in some way.
Right.
Yeah.
And there's no way to test for it, you know, in terms of you have to operate by behavior. Let's say that it is that you are a former drug abuser of an illegal drug. And you're always tempted. Would it not be reasonable to say that, you know, inherently now, because of your experience with, say, meth, whatever, that inherently now you are addicted to meth. You always want to use meth. So you're inherently a meth user. If I were going to be defined that way, I should just always be in jail. we define people by their behaviors for a reason.
Yeah.
The behaviors are what affect other fucking people.
Yeah.
If I keep it to my fucking self and sit around thinking thoughts.
Or do it with consenting adults.
Right.
A behavior that other people may find awful. But, you know, here's the thing. Scat play is perfectly fine between consenting adults. There's not many people who would take you up on it,
right?
It's not like you can walk down. You could go to many nightclubs, I'm sure, and offer that up. And I'm sure you would get very few takers with scat play. It's not like they would say, yeah, you can rub a turn on me. Sure, no, right at. They wouldn't do it.
Let's give her a whirl.
There's very few people that are going to take you up on it. It's kind of repulsive to a lot of people. They would hear about that and be like, no, that's not.
No.
But it's perfectly legal to do.
Sure.
It's perfectly within your rights to rub turds on yourself. You could take a fucking diarrhea bath and jump in. You're perfectly legal, perfectly fine to do. Is it, you know, deviant from the norm? Yeah, absolutely. It's a sexually deviant from the norm behavior. You can't deny that.
Sure.
But it's not against the law. It's just a kink that you're into.
Right.
Good for you, man. Explore your kink and enjoy it. Yeah. Who the fuck am I to say you can't do it?
What? How am I supposed to police people's inherent?
I know.
Thought, like,
well, yeah. What am I supposed
crime.
To do? Am I supposed to put a fucking webcam in everybody's bedrooms?
That falls into the realm of behavior. He's saying, like, well, you know, now he seems to be lamenting
You're
that
right.
we're judging
You're
people's
right.
actions,
You're right?
As opposed to something internal
yeah.
that we can't possibly judge or
yeah.
identify or
and
measure.
And doesn't that also go against the idea that you can change your behavior? The
right.
idea that you can be gay and pray yourself like straight again,
which they're always
yeah,
fucking
touting. They're always singing
right?
that fucking song. Well, what does that even mean then?
Right. And are we, you know, it also like, and I don't want to get too like deep in the woods, but like, doesn't that kind of assume that like our self is a static self, that it doesn't change over
yeah,
time?
That you're
you know?
Well, I think if you believe in predestination, you think that.
Yeah,
anyway.
Probably.
Suddenly behavior is but what defines you, not inherent traits.
I just want to make sure that people understand that if this comes back, that marriage equality is now protected, it means that your church, and maybe right away, maybe not right away, but definitely it will happen, that your church, your minister, mm-hmm. will lose their tax-exempt status. You could lose your job by attending a church that doesn't believe in gay marriage.
How? What? I mean, I guess that they're paranoid now that they can't hate the way that they hate it. That they can't they can't go about the way that they were because now people will know.
Yeah, but what? I don't understand this at all. Like you can't fire some. You're already protected. You
would
have freedom of religion.
What
you
would
are
happen,
already protected.
What would happen at your work if you just happened to drive by and you knew particularly? Let's say the Westboro Baptist Church had a sect here.
Yeah.
And you drove by and you saw one of your top sales guys or whatever walking in there. You can't do anything about it.
No, I can't. He has freedom of religion for doing
and he's protected.
Right.
His religion, his status with that is protected by law.
Right.
So if you did fire him, you could get your fucking ass sued.
Right.
What are they just going to fucking like throw that out wholesale?
That's the thing that doesn't make any sense. And then he says like, well, you know, the pastors are going to lose their tax exemption status. Why?
Well, and also good.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's a separate issue, right? Like you shouldn't have tax exempt status. Doesn't make any sense. But, you know, although I would say, like, maybe you can have it if you donate a certain percentage
yeah, you
of
do
your
enough,
tithing.
You do enough good, I'm okay
right.
with it. But if you're just fucking buying Creflo Dollar a fucking jet, fuck off.
But still, like, what world, where are they coming at that? It's just fear mongering.
It's all this
it
is just, yeah, this is just fucking.
Yeah, just make shit up.
Mental
it's the making shit up show.
Yeah.
It's Beck and Barton. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
And your church, it would have to be the Bible, too, is no, it's a hate book.
Yep.
Yeah, well,
yep. Okay. Fair enough.
It was before. It is now.
Your book's a hate book. It's a perfectly legal hate book,
yeah.
and it's something that you can actually believe in and go ahead and live your life by. Mostly,
yeah.
you can't enslave people. That's
sure.
not allowed.
Yeah, you can't do a lot. Actually,
you can't do a lot of the things. You
yeah.
can't, you know, fucking invade your neighbor's house
you,
and things like
yeah,
that. But
I don't think there's a country in the world where you could follow the Bible. Literally.
To the. I don't know.
Is there a country in the world where you can just decide to stone people because of the Bible?
Oh yeah, because of the Bible. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so. It's just a random citizen. Can you be like, hey, man, Bible says we should stone some dude. You can't be a perfect Bible follower. Like if you found out like your
yeah.
fucking uncle was cheating on your aunt.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, I got to stone that guy. I have to do it. There's nowhere in the world you can do that. You can go to Antarctica, I guess.
I never liked any of my aunts that much, turns out.
The point is that We've got to rewrite the federal government. Now, this is not going to happen overnight. It took 130 years to bring us to where we are today. It could probably take 50 years to turn it around. But if we stand on the Constitution, then everything else comes together.
Dude, Tom DeLay.
This guy is always, I think he's on pain meds or something all the time. Whenever he talks, I always think this guy is, he's hopped up on Narcos or something.
Man,
this or Norcos, is that what's?
Norco, yeah.
I always call
right?
them Narcos.
Narcos?
That's
when you get caught.
That's who comes to get you right, for the Narcos. Right.
Yeah, this is truly unreal. Tom DeLay knows of secret Department of Justice memo to legalize 12 new perversions?
That's,
I'm real interested
in
them.
That's the other thing, too. In the last one, they're talking about those 83...
orientations?
Gender orientations or whatever.
Where are those at?
What are the 83? That's ambitious.
Dude, I feel like I haven't done enough work.
Yeah. I mean, geez, you're really trying. Everybody, you're like, well, I fuck shoes. You're just like, wait, what? What do you do? No, I just fuck shoes. Okay. I fuck jeans,
Do you ever watch? There was a weird, stupid
Please
show.
Please don't tell me about porn you've watched.
I might not do that. There's this weird. I share it with you. There's this weird.
We're going to get shoe fucking porn. You realize,
my God.
Right?
Hey, there's a subreddit for people that fuck shoes. Great. Oh, my God.
Please don't send those.
I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't.
No, they're really bored while they fuck them.
They're bored. They're dressed in furry outfits. They're popping balloons at their asses. Yeah. They're
covering
in shit.
Covering each other in shit. They fill the shoes with shit and just smear them on each other. Anyway, you're saying.
So there was a show.
I already forgot. Yeah.
There was a show.
It's like a Family Guy tangent where you totally forget what you were talking about.
It's abandoned ship.
Yeah, exactly.
There was a show. I think it was called like Strange Sex or something. It was on TLC for a while. Like TLC is like that like.
It's the titillation channel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's where they saw people in half. And
it's
like,
a sideshow.
Somebody's got 600 pounds.
I know. They're like,
they're fucking like, they're rascal scooters and push them around anymore. Or it's like Honey Boo Boo.
Right.
Yeah. It's fucking freak show.
Yes. Yeah. And it's the Learning Channel.
Yeah.
Right? What?
No, it's TLC now. It's like KFC. You can't call that chicken. You got to say C. I know that I'm kidding. I know that that's a Snopes thing. Please don't send us
real.
A thing to be like. And I know that they actually went back to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Did they?
Yeah. They have a new Colonel Sanders for their commercials now.
Really? They have commercials?
Yeah. They went old timey with the Colonel Sanders. So he looks like old Colonel Sanders. I think he's like a guy from Saturday Night Live, though. So
really? Like not animated?
No. He's like a real like a dude in
that's
a gotta
outfit. Look weird.
Yeah. He looks strange.
So...
That is a weird tangent right there.
And this is a tangent of other tangents. But there was a dude on that Strange Sex Show that was attracted to his car.
I saw that guy. Yeah,
car?
And he told the guy, his friend, he said, I have sex with my car. And his friend's like, that's cool.
I know. What do you?
Huh.
Because they always have that.
That's really cool. I got to go.
Make a thing.
I have a... food in the oven. Yeah.
It was so funny because it's like they always have that portion of the show where it's like, and now Ryan is going to tell his friend David.
Isn't that like strange addictions though? Because there's like a woman who's eating like fucking like mothballs and shit.
She was smelling mothballs. There's another woman who ate that like that Clorox powder or whatever. No,
what the fuck? She was eating fucking
spick and span or one of those kind of things.
What the what?
I'm not getting it right.
Brillo pads?
SOS with the soap in it? Foamy blue shit.
Good Lord.
All right, back to Tom DeLay.
There's people like eating glass and shit on there.
Yeah, dude, that show was so crazy. I stopped. I was like, I can't anymore. These people are eating fucking everything. There's a woman who drank gasoline.
Shut the fuck up.
Did you see that one?
Gasoline?
She would just get herself some gasoline and sip it like a Chardonnay. She's like, just having a nice snifter old gasoline.
And then they go to see the doctor. The doctor's like, you're going to die in like 3 weeks. Like you realize you're going to die real, real soon.
The doctors are like, there's literally nothing in here that won't kill you. Everything in here. This is the worst idea you could have.
I love that. That's
that shit is amazing.
Crazy. I don't watch that show, Sarah. I would come in and there'd be a person who's like, yeah, I fucking ate my pillow. And you're like, what are you watching? And the person just sitting there like watching TV, like if you had a popcorn bowl in front of you and there's like fucking pillow fluff in it and they're just fucking stuffing it in their fucking face hole. What the fuck are you doing?
Jesus, I saw that woman was like, I've eaten like 3 couches and like a love seat. You're just like, honey, we need a new couch. I'm hungry. Yes, load up into the back of the van.
You know, it's awesome. Her husband comes home from work and then gets a rolled up newspaper and hits her with it, so she stops eating the couch.
She trolls around and finds all the like sketchy couches after the dorms empty out at the end of this year. Like, it's like they're just like made of semen and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet you those are tasty. Oh, yeah. Mm. College kids.
All right. Well, speaking of time delay.
All right. Speaking of people who are completely fucking whacked out on goofballs.
Jesus, this fucking guy. This guy used to be the House Majority Leader.
Yeah, I stopped you before you finished. I'm going to read it. Tom DeLay knows of a secret Department of Justice memo to legalize 12 new perversions, including bestiality and pedophilia. And also recognize how he says bestiality, folks.
Well, we've already found a secret memo coming out of the Justice Department. They're now going to go after 12 new perversions.
The Justice Department can't keep their memos that are secret secret?
No, the NSA found it.
Should we give this one to Tom DeLay? No. Oh, yeah, why not?
Yeah, what the hell? Right.
Who left?
Things like bestiality, polygamy, having sex with little boys and making that legal.
What are the priests pushing for this legislation? There's like priest lobbyists who are like, we demand to fuck little boys.
That's it. We're here. Yeah. NAMBLA's finally got their constituency wrapped up. Ridiculous. Nobody would promote this.
We're here. We're priests. We demand to fuck boys.
We need a better slogan. Damn it. This doesn't even follow the right rhyme scheme.
Who cares? Bring me a boy.
And not only that, but they have a whole list of strategies to go after the churches, the pastors, and any businesses.
What?
Well, how are they going to go after them?
Go after them for asserting their religious liberty? And what religious liberty they're trying to assert?
I don't have any idea.
Because it's not religious liberty to say I don't like pedophiles and I don't think pedophiles, because I'm not religious and I don't think that's a good idea.
Right. And the religious can still refute, like we talked about like three shows ago. Your church does not, churches do not have to just marry anyone that comes to the door and demands a marriage. Right. That's the case. That was the case now. It's the case 20 years ago. It was the case 100 years ago. It will be the case in the fucking future.
Yeah, nobody's going to expect that.
Marriage is just marriage in the eyes of the law, not marriage in the eyes of the church. That's the fake marriage that nobody cares about that isn't recognized by anybody.
Yeah.
You still have to do all the government paperwork. Plus, like, what's the, like, how big is the lobby? Like we said, like, the minority, like, somebody's like, well, we're the people in favor of bestiality. Like, well, you are not, like, you don't have your own parades. Nobody is like, we're coming out of the closet as dog fuckers.
It's certainly not as joyous, that's for sure.
God, the floats. Somebody's got to clean up behind the floats.
Oh, no.
The spooper scooper.
That tries to assert their religious liberty. This is coming, and it's coming like a tidal wave.
All right, so, Congress, I just want to get this straight. So you are aware of a Justice Department memo that says there will be an effort to legitimize or legalize bestiality, pedophilia, and, as you put it, perversions?
Great, let me see it. Where is it? Show it.
Secret,
to me.
Tom.
For God, he can't show
the
secret.
Fuck, dude.
I wasn't.
Do you know
thinking.
The secret gay handshake? No. Of course you don't, because you're not gay. You can't know the secret.
I thought
department.
It was just sword fighting.
Oh, gosh.
That's correct. That's correct. They're coming down with 12 new perversions.
Actually, they're the same great perversions as before, but not with a new look. Yeah, exactly.
They went to the marketing team and had them redo it.
The LGBT just isn't is only the beginning. They're going to start expanding it to the other perversions.
All right. Well, nothing anymore would surprise me. Absolutely nothing would surprise me.
Nothing. Yeah. No things would surprise
you. Well, nothing would surprise you because you're fucking credulous and you'll believe somebody has a secret department memo that they never fucking produced. So nothing will surprise you because you don't have any fucking discernment whatsoever in the real world.
Father, I ask that you would forgive us for taking prayer out of the schools. Father, when that happened, secular humanism flooded in. Father, it began to penetrate every part of the curriculum. But today, Lord, we reach up into heaven and we say, on this day, your kingdom come, your will be done in public education once again. We draw the line today
So this story is also, I know it's all right wing watch, but I just don't
it's
care
like
because
the, it's like the Todd Starnes day.
This is what we've all been waiting for. Yeah. This is it.
Todd Starnes is, you know, as much as we like Pat Robertson and those other people,
wonderful people,
I love this doughy motherfucker. Ugh. I think he is absolutely absurd in every way. He looks ridiculous. He looks like a guy. Every time I look at him, I just want to knock whatever is in his hand out of his hand. I just want to knock it out of his hand. I look at him and I think, I would wedgie the fuck out of you.
He totally looks wedgieable.
I would hang him in a locker. Like, you know, like how they did in the old-timey movies where they'd hang the person from the underwear in the locker and then you open the locker and they're like kind of swinging from the door. That's what you would do to this guy.
This is
you couldn't help but abuse this person if he was your friend.
This is the kind of friend you have because his mom has lots of snack foods.
He has a pool.
Yeah,
he's right. That's the only way he had friends.
He has super cool stuff. Yeah. Like he's got like
exactly.
You know,
he's got Castle Grayskull.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucker.
God damn it.
Fucking Castle Grayskull.
I would hurt a man for a Castle Grayskull.
This guy has like two of them.
I'm gonna fucking beat up Todd.
Fucking
Starnes.
Put him on his head like earmuffs and smash him together.
I kind of want to fight Ted Starnes.
I think a celebrity boxing match between Tom and Todd Starnes would be amazeballs.
My heart is a flutter.
Yeah, it's always a flutter, Tom. That's cholesterol.
That's enlargement. Oh, it'd be a great way to go out. Todd Starnes calls on God to send hornets and cicadas to attack Obama.
Yeah, sure. So,
and so, my fellow Americans, my fellow countrymen, I want to ask you something this evening. Who among us is willing to stand with the Roy Costners of the world?
Who with the what now? With the Roy?
That's what he said. With the Bob Joneses of the world.
Who's gonna stand with the Phil Dunlops and the Stevie McMichaels? Who's gonna stand with the other names you've never heard of that I made up on the spot?
That's amazing.
Oh, let me stand in line, Todd. Let me. Oh God. Oh, I want to fight this guy. It would just be so fun.
Oh, my money's on you, too. Oh, gosh.
Who among us is willing to stand in the face of adversity and persecution? They may demand to know the contents of our prayers and our sermons. They may try to shut down our bakeries.
Our bakeries? Our bigoted bakeries may get shut down, but we will keep making hate cakes. We will not go softly into the night.
You can take my freedom, but you'll never take my cup of cakes.
You'll never take my buttercream.
But my friends, we will not be silenced. We will not be intimidated. Now I know things may appear to be hopeless, but friends, hope is not lost. In the Old Testament book of Exodus, the Israelites were facing a great battle, outnumbered and overpowered. But the Almighty told them, fear not. And he said that he would send a swarm of hornets to clear the battle.
What an ineffective God of the universe, Tom. He's the God of the universe, and he sends tiny fucking insects to sting people. That's how fucking... Hey, y'all, look, I was a hornet keeper. All my life I've been a hornet keeper, and so I send those bugs wherever I want. Don't you come up on me. Don't you step to me, boys, because I'll send you some bugs.
I thought I got a little mixed up, and they don't actually have honey. So
they don't have honey. I tried to milk them. They didn't work. The little guys, they'll sting you if you do that, too, it turns out.
Mean little... I don't even know why I made them. I know.
They're mean little bastards.
God damn. I mean, me damn. I don't know.
And that, my fellow Americans, should be the battle prayer of every patriot saint. When the public schools tell students that our founding fathers were a bunch of terrorists, send the hornets, Lord, clear the field. When a teacher tells a little boy he can't pray over his meal, send the hornets, Lord, clear that field. When the Pentagon tells him to to take down a cross on a Christian chapel. Send those hornets. Clear the field. When the Supreme Court says they know better than God, send the hornets, Lord. Clear the field.
What's of those idiots fucking applauding that?
It's not happened. The fucking decision is made. What? Even if they all got stung to death by hornets tomorrow.
And what I want you to do is pray as hard as you can for hornets.
Right.
Start praying for those hornets. Send the hornets, Lord. Send the hornets.
Where were they?
Fucking send the hornets after me, you fucking ineffective shitbag. No fucking hornets that are coming after me.
Well, hold on. Hold on, because he's got bigger guns to draw out.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just the hornets.
No, there's cicadas coming.
Yeah, he's got, yeah. He's got like...
They're going to chirp at you.
He's got caterpillars. And
it's like a butterfly. Get out of my face! Get out of my face!
Like, send the naked mole rats. Get them.
Clear the field, Lord.
Or at least make small tunnels underneath my grass. But still... Send annoying animals, then they'll call Orkin.
Yeah,
and then
exactly,
they will kill them.
Right? Yeah.
Like, I was thwarted by Orkin again.
Y'all,
those bastards are the devil.
It worked better when they didn't have no pesticides.
Yeah, I like those days.
And when a president says that America is no longer just a Christian nation, don't send the hornets, Lord. Send the mosquitoes and the gnats and the bumblebees and the lightning bugs and the cicadas. Send every critter you got, Lord.
Wait a minute. Why are we drawing in the bumblebees and lightning bugs?
It's like a, what it is like a whole arc full of fucking insects are going to land on the president.
Lightning bugs. My kid goes out and catches lightning bugs. He thinks they're cute.
What are they going
to, light
you? The only way you could get hurt by lightning bugs is if you ingested a million of them.
Lightning bugs. Oh, cool. It looks great. Like, I'll shut my patio door and enjoy the white
you
show.
Ingest enough of them, your shit glows.
You crush them on your skin and rub it all over you and just streak through the night.
Send the lightning bugs.
Send the lightning bugs. This
that's his fucking rallying cry.
Send the gnats. No, he's also got gnats.
Doughy prick. Is like
come up with intimidating bugs.
Send the non-intimidating bugs. Send the butterflies and the water spiders.
Send the carpenter ants to slowly chew down their houses of infamy.
It's not even a fucking God.
And everybody's in the crowd. Yay! Send the gnats so they may fly around them when they park their car.
Like, are you serious? God, you know what's crazy is we live in a world where a room full of people will cheer for that.
Yeah,
where they'll cheer that a god created the entire universe and that he's able to be commanded by his fucking minuscule people that are in a minority at this point when they pray for a plague of some sort of insect.
Right.
He's able to be, he's like a genie beekeeper. It's crazy.
But he's even less effective than that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at least back in, and it never happened, but even in your fucking made up fantasy land where a bunch of hornets scared away soldiers, hardened wizened soldiers, a bunch of hornets showed up and stung them a bunch of times, whatever. At least if you are fucking dim-witted enough to believe that story, at least there's a possibility that you could focus the hornets onto a group of people, like a standing army. Where would you send them? Like, now we're fighting ideas. Like, hornets are just going to, like, sting paper.
Exactly.
It's like, let me wiggle my fucking hornet butt.
Oh. Like, when he goes to a school, it's like stinging the door.
Right.
It's like,
damn, man.
Okay.
It's just great. Hornets. Like, they sting the kids. The kid's like, fuck, we didn't do anything. What the fuck?
I was the one who wanted to pray. The fuck?
And then the principal's like, we let them pray. It's okay.
Yeah, no, it's
nobody's
cool.
Stopping them. Like, the hornet's just like, well, yeah. I don't know. We got this memo.
Every single one of those things that he said, though, is absurd.
I know.
Every one of those. You can do every single one of those, except for the Supreme Court. He was inferring but you lost that one.
Right.
You lost that one fair and square.
Yeah, because.
With a fucking conservative set of justices.
Yeah. Nobody, no schools tell students that the founding fathers were terrorists. No teacher tells kids they can't pray at their mealtime. The Pentagon doesn't tell anybody to take down a cross on a chapel.
The Pentagon. What are they
happened.
Sending in the fucking troops?
What would the Pentagon
parachute in?
They wouldn't even respond to that. It'd be
they
like
fucking shoot a missile and blow up a church because they have a cross. What are you talking about, the Pentagon?
Oh, hang on a minute. I have to call the Pentagon. 1-800-Pentagon.
Because there's nothing but death and refuse in the rectum. No life can come out of the rectum. The rectum is designed to get rid of death and waste. It's designed for that one purpose. And the sodomites are cheering on and praising the rectum.
So also from Right Wing Watch, just because it's the place after this
it
decision.
It is. After this decision, it's just fucking people. It's like fucking mooses butting heads.
Dude, you know what it is? It's a fucking lunatic arc. That's what it is.
They're all by themselves, and they're floating in the middle of the ocean, waiting for fucking God's rainbow.
Like Rick Wiles is standing on the ark with his fucking staff, like, get thee to the ark!
Sorry,
the
I killed
semen.
You all. Here's your rainbow.
Oopsie-doodle. So this is great. This is Sandy Rios. Gay rainbows increase terrorism threat for America. So here's our first clip from, and what fucking show is she? She's on the radio program. What is her fucking radio program?
Sandy Rios in the morning.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Sandy Rios in the morning. That's
Sandy Rios in the morning. Let me tell you, that's the type of place where you're chewing your own arm off to get out. What is that, Coyote Ugly?
Yeah,
is that
right?
What that's called?
God, that'll scramble your eggs.
Oh God. Please don't talk about gays.
Jesus, Sandy Rios.
No, I don't want lox and bagels. I just want to go. Can I just go?
Can I leave? I
made a horrible mistake.
I just want to take shelter in my regret. All right, so this is Sandy Rios from Sandy Rios in the morning.
In the morning sickness.
The overriding thing that I feel at this, it's not a win or lose. As I see gay activists, you know, shouting in the streets and they think they won something. And I know many people that listen and monitor to the show, they think they won and we lost. It isn't that. It's not that.
No, it is.
Well, actually,
yeah, it turns out
they wanted something that they got.
Yeah.
And you didn't want them to get that.
Yeah.
That's a win-lose situation.
And the thing is, it's not necessarily a win-lose situation. All it is a people got equality that were looking for equality situation.
Right.
So what you're trying to do is make sure that people didn't get equality, that they were treated differently in the eyes of the law.
I guess the best sentiment to express this is kind of like very much about what Jesus said on the cross. Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They don't understand. They are shaking their finger at an almighty God who laid down the role of male and female from the very beginnings. This was his pattern. This is his structure.
And then sometimes creates transgendered people. And sometimes creates
hermaphrodites.
Right.
Right.
But I don't think you're supposed to say hermaphrodite. We're going to get in trouble.
Oh,
there's
no,
another word.
We?
Yeah. No, you can't say. I was going to say hermaphrodite and I paused.
Wait a minute. Hold
yeah.
on a minute.
No,
Isn't
you can't
that
say
like
hermaphrodite.
A technical term, though?
It is, but it's mean and you're mean for saying it. Intersex. Because the term hermaphrodite implies that a person is both fully male and fully female. It's an old term. That's why. Take that. Ha! You're not allowed to say hermaphrodite. You can't say words. Words are not for you. Take it back. Win, lose, you lose.
I didn't mean anything by it. I didn't
send hate mail to.
I didn't mean anything by it. All those people are fucking furiously typing and they're like, fucking Tom already did it. Fucking he already yelled at him for me. I was going to fucking yell at him. Tom took it away because I was going to fucking get really mad about it.
I knew I almost said the exact same thing. And I just thought it was a thing. I used to, too, until I read a book not too long
ago. By some fucking weepy fucking liberal, right?
Well, yeah, probably. Yeah. Oh, God.
This is what he said we should do for millennia, two millennia. We have known, we've understood, and man has never pushed for gay marriage until our culture.
Wait, before that?
No, before there was only intersex people before that.
Two millennia.
Yeah, no, he just created dicks 2,000 years ago.
Before that, we just asexually butted off each other.
Yeah.
idea to like chop your arm off to start a family? You're just like planning in a new area.
If you want to grow somebody similar to someone else, you just fucking like. Like for plants, you just like cleave them in the middle and stick the other.
I gotta stick my wife's head next to mine. Walk around like that old Sven Gulli movie.
just tape it up; it'll be fine.
Some man with two heads.
Oh God!
You know, it's happened a few countries in Europe, but in this Western thought, I guess I could confine it to that Western liberals.
Those insignificant countries in Europe—they're
just other countries, and so. We're really xenophobic. Yes, I guess what I'm saying.
And she's missing America's hat, which has had it since I think 2006 or something.
Yeah, 2005, Canada.
Yeah. Fucking a decade they've had. They've had fucking gay marriage.
Well, but you've seen the riots.
Canada. God hates Canada.
Yeah, that's why it seems.
All y'all Canadians up there, I don't like y'all.
That's it.
You be marrying those gays.
Well, I'm gonna give you nothing but. Vast, beautiful, unspoiled wilderness as a result of your...
And in the middle of it, I'm going to put tar sands.
Have felt that, you know, we now are entering a new understanding, but we're not entering a new understanding. Nothing has changed in regard to God's law. And even though I know that activists, people who don't serve him, people who are blinded, don't really understand that God is still very much at work.
We don't think that he's no longer at work. We don't think he's fucking real.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, you're misunderstanding, Sandy. It's and you can start weeping in a moment.
Yeah, no, you can hear it already.
Fucking boo-boo tears.
She's revving up. She's like, bloop, 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 bloop. Here we go.
Yeah. It would be awesome just to come up and just like put a Band-Aid on her fucking mouth.
I know.
Just be like, you've got a boo-boo.
I know it hurts, Sandy. It hurts so much. Man. Oh.
Oh, Sandy.
He's still very much at work and he will not. He will not tolerate this. And that's why I feel sad.
No, here's what's going to happen. He doesn't exist, so he's going to tolerate whatever the fuck happens.
Yeah, well, he seems to be fucking totally indifferent in, you know, the many other countries that have legal. I mean, nothing happens. These guys say the same thing. Every time something happens, they don't like, well, God's going to swoop down and poop on you. And it's like, well, fuck him. Bring the poo, dude.
Yeah.
Nothing ever happens. God doesn't give a shit when ISIS drowns people in a cage. God doesn't give a shit when people are set on fire, when they starve to death, when children get disfiguring diseases. God doesn't give a shit when he creates smallpox, which kills a billion people across the face of time. God doesn't give a shit when all that happens, but all of a sudden, some dude's like, with my erect penis goes in your butt, I like it. And now God's like, time to get involved! Whoa!
Yeah, yeah. She's going to find something in the future, because here's the newsflash, kids. Awful things are going to happen.
Right.
Awful things are going to happen in the near future. Something bad's going to happen. And I'm not saying it's something bad that's planned. Hey, fucking an earthquake could happen. The fucking fault line in St. Louis could go off.
Sure. It's a geologically unstable planet with 7 billion people.
Yeah, with 7 billion people on it. So something is going to happen, right? It has crazy weather patterns and all this. Something's going to happen. And they're going to blame it on this. They're going to find a way to blame it on this. And it doesn't matter if it could be in the most conservative part of the country, they're going to say, well, that's because you didn't support this and didn't fight hard enough. Yeah, right. And if it's in the most liberal part of the country or the most depraved part of the country, like New Orleans or something, you know what I mean? Like they're going to say, okay, it's basically God pissing on you because you're liberal or because you were doing something that I consider depraved or whatever it is.
Right.
They're going to find a way to make that fit into their own worldview. And they're going to do it every single time.
Yeah, because it writes itself. It's been written so many times.
So
you don't
easy.
Have to do the
it's
work.
It's so easy. I could do it for them. Yeah, tomorrow, something could happen and I could write the story for them.
You know, I would be if they struck the fucking gavel. And then the fucking earth opened up and the Supreme Court justices were swallowed and then it's closed back up again. And then a moment later went burp.
Yeah.
You know, then I'd be like, okay, you might have a point.
That's a convincing argument. I'm with you on that. Yeah.
But it's always this like, you know, a week after or six months after or two.
And
you know,
it's in the wrong part of the world. It's like, like there'll be a nuclear reaction in some place in like Bulgaria. And they'll say, oh, well, that's because of gay. You're like, what the fuck is a gay marriage?
I don't feel defeated. Like I've lost some football game. This is not what this is about. Those of us that serve God understand that something deeper is in place here. You know, I would just point to those of you who are in the gay community. Let me give you just a real tangible example of of what you don't quite understand. You know, while the president is decorating the White House with the rainbow colors, lighting it up, which, by the way, an unbelievable affront to God. Do you understand, really, that the rainbow, has it been so perverted and so co-opted in this country that people listening to me don't understand that that was God's sign to mankind, that he would never destroy the earth again by flood?
Oh, gee, thanks.
I killed y'all, but I gave you this real pretty rainbow. I made light diffuse on these water droplets, and that should make you feel better, Noah, because I killed all your friends and all your puppies and all the people you knew and all the animals. And, you know, I killed basically everything, Noah. So I hope the rainbow makes you feel better. It's like me gift wrapping this present for you.
Hey, here's a prism.
Yeah.
You got a shovel, I hope, because there's lots of death.
See, here's the thing.
About.
While you're floating your boat and hitting all those skulls through the water, I gave you a nice, purdy rainbow.
It's buying your wife flowers after you fucked her best friend.
Oh, know.
You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, they're like, yeah, no, I fucked Betty. I mean, I gave it to her right in the ass, but these tulips were on sale.
I mean, I had my jewel preferred card.
Yeah, I had the jewel preferred card. They're half dead, but hey, so was our relationship. So.
But Betty's not. She's a screamer.
No, yeah. Oh, tight as a drum, that
man.
Betty.
Golly. I mean, she makes you work for it.
Oh, yeah.
And he destroyed it because of the things that men were doing to each other. So you take his symbol and you use it for sign of sexual behavior that is ungodly, unallowed. There, the boundaries, God says no, no, no. And you take his sign and you think that you're rewriting the laws of nature, that you're the creature is telling the creator how it's going to be, and you think that's not going to have some consequence?
My 8-year-old tells me how my day is going to be all the fucking time. You think I want to go to a water park?
Yeah.
Actually, I love the water park, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Like, I know what you mean.
Like, it's like 2:00 and I'm making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I wouldn't be making it if I didn't have
to. No, you didn't have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you kind of got to.
Kind of got to.
It turns out.
And you know what? You just fucking do it.
Yeah.
No, my grief is for you because you don't understand what you just did. You don't understand.
You know what we don't understand, Tom? What the gay people of this country don't understand is that we made her imaginary friend mad. That's what we don't understand. No, we fucking understand it. We just don't give a fuck. We just don't care that you somehow are offended by in proxy for an omnipotent God.
Right.
We don't give a fuck.
You know, If she really believes, and I think she probably really believes this jib-jab garbage, but if she really believes this, all she should just be like, oh, man, they're going to go to hell. That sucks for them.
That's really sucky, man.
Man.
I'm sure they're good people.
You know what
probably,
I'll do?
You know, I'll volunteer at the homeless shelter.
I'll see if I can change their mind. You know, but if you want to change people's minds, the way you do it is not just with this garbage. What does this do?
What does this do for you?
Right.
Is there any gay person that ever listens to this and says,
I'm straight
now. Oh, my God. I can't. Are you serious? Did I make him mad?
Right.
I didn't know I made him mad by fucking Bill in the ass. I had no idea.
Can I just say
I was just
sorry.
Having fun. I was just ejaculating. I didn't know. I thought ejaculating was good.
But seems otherwise.
I mean, yeah.
Why would I have all these nerves in my penis?
Exactly.
You're a very confusing God.
You're all sick.
Oh, be nice.
Oh, my son doesn't stand a chance. The whole world's gone gay. Oh, my God. What's happening now?
We work hard. We play hard.
So this is amazing. You know, I want to go to Wall Builders, man. That would be amazing. I would die, though. So this is Tim Brooks, anti-gay pastor. Gays demanding Christians come out and have sex with us.
What? I don't think they – I mean, there's some of them that might get off on that, but most of them, no.
Dude, this is a little wishful thinking,
yeah.
I think. You know, like
– maybe it's a toe tapper.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Like, I saw this, and I was like, now all those gays want to have sex with me.
And now the Supreme Court's making me have sex with them. Not that I'm going to stop, but I just – it really makes me mad when I'm fucking this guy.
Honey, I'm sorry, but the Supreme Court says I have to fuck a dude. If it's legal, I have to. You don't understand, honey.
Do it.
If it's legal, you have to do it.
Yeah.
It means that you have to.
Right.
Doesn't mean that you can. It means that you have to. You have to do everything that's legal.
Now call your sister and go have fun.
What sister?
Here is the only thing that will satisfy this agenda. And it's very clear.
Okay.
Participation. We want you to come out of your house and participate with us. Now, as I read this story, Lot was not forcing his lifestyle on them.
Wait, isn't Lot the same guy who chucked his daughters out so that they could be raped by a group of people to protect an angel? That's hardly a role model. Like, oh man, wait a minute. There's a magic being from space in my house. You should rape my daughter instead.
He's the asshole who leaves his grandma behind in the zombie apocalypse because he can run faster. It's like, sorry, Grandma, no walkers in the apocalypse. You're fucked now.
Your days were numbered anyway, bitch.
Lot never tried to force his lifestyle on them. He never even brought that up. They are trying to force their lifestyle on him.
And so that goes even beyond the you have to celebrate with us. Now you have to actually participate with us.
Come out and have sex with have to participate. They're going to force participation.
I'm going to go get it.
Seriously, where is that being said?
Nobody is saying, nobody wants to just have sex with bigots. Like, that's like not, that's the least hot thing.
I know.
There's got to be a Reddit for that. But
there
still.
Probably is. It's like gay guys having sex with guys that are straight or something,
right,
or whatever.
Why would you want to do that?
No, don't even say that.
No.
Don't even say somebody's kink.
No.
That, leave them to it. Leave them to it.
Fair enough. Yeah. I'm walking away from that one.
And Rick, that's what we're seeing around the country. Rick, it's really interesting. If you flip the page over to Judges chapter 19, it's shocking. It's almost word for word the same story. The sequence of events, they're traveling, they stop for the night in the town square. Verse 20 of chapter 19 of Judges says, the old man says, oh, you can't stay in the town square. Go back to Genesis 19:2, you can't stay in the town square. Wow, it's unsafe in a city where the homosexual agenda has control.
Now, Judges 19, where was that?
Judges chapter 19, just read the whole story here. The guy from the tribe of Levi gets his concubine. He is traveling on his way in Bethlehem to Judea. Went up to the hill country of Ephraim. Where is his home?
How can you take this seriously? But there was no room at the inn, and then they all gave birth to immaculate babies.
He was traveling back down to Bethlehem. Then in verse 20, they're going to spend the night in the middle of their trip. And they were going to spend the night in the town square. And it says, the old man said, come stay. You can stay. I've got straw. I've got a barn. You got to stay here, but it's unsafe for you to stay in the town square.
Oh, good. Yeah, this is relevant to daily life. Are you kidding me? I'm on a computer, motherfucker. I got straw in my fucking teeth. I'm not listening to this guy anymore. No, the answer to you is no. Just go fuck some dudes. That's what you want.
Gosh.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
So this is a section of Rick Wiles' Wednesday show, True News, and somebody from Facebook tipped us off to it. So we thought it was pretty great. We're going to go ahead and play it.
It's a spirit of lunacy.
It is lunacy, but it's the madness. There were 68 verses in Deuteronomy 28. Only 14 speak of blessing. The other 54 speak of curses. It shows you the simplicity. If you just live right, God will bless you.
We're just going to take that? What does that mean?
What it means is there's way more ways to do wrong 2,000 years ago than there was to do right 2,000 years ago. That's what it means to me. It means that you had shitty rules that cursed you.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Sounds like a sucky fucking way to live.
You know, I've never met anybody cursed. Have you ever met anybody who's cursed? I've seen some fucking horrible people that are doing damn well in their lives.
Sure. Yeah. Look at Donald Trump.
Right? Horrible fucking person. Doing pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, on Monday, a Russian politician said that America has gone mad.
Yes.
And a gay delirium is threatening the entire world.
Gay delirium.
It's a gay delirium.
It's the most abnormal, and I know time is running out, but it is a universal design by God. you plug a receptacle, a lamp cord into a wall. That's a male and a female.
Wait, did God make lamps?
He's an engineer. You didn't know this.
What did I?
You didn't know.
I've missed so many memos.
No, you got to listen because there's more that he's invented.
Whoa.
A doorknob. The cylinder goes into the wall.
Door?
You key in an ignition switch. You charge your cell phone. It's male, it's female. Two hose pipes. You can't put two males together. You
that's
can't put two females together.
To
you have
things.
To have a male and a female. It's in the plumbing. It's in everything. Male goes in a male box.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He keeps mentioning all these things. It's a thing that fits into another thing. It's a thing that fits into another thing. It's a thing that, and he keeps on making it seem like it's male and female. Well, what about a tongue and a gash?
Right.
What about a dick and an ass?
Right.
Right. A dick and a hand, a dick and a mouth.
Right.
Fucking all those things are possible. A tit and a mouth.
Right. Things go in things.
It doesn't stop it.
Right.
From being gay or straight.
Right. Same analogy.
Things go into things. That's how sex works.
Because
and if they don't have the actual thing, they will get a prosthetic thing. Because we're inventive, motherfucker.
You park your car in a garage. It's a universal design. And now, how do you put two cars and make a garage?
You got me there, bro. Yeah, you can't make a garage out of two cars. That is true. That is just the truth, Tom. Yeah.
You need more cars.
you need at least six cars to make a garage.
Like, if I had enough cars, I could make a garage. Does that just mean I have to have like a big gay orgy? Then it's cool.
Okay, so you put your dick here. You put your dick. So you just make a box of dicks, and then you fuck the box of dicks.
It's like dick Jenga.
It don't work. One is a receptacle, and that is a universal design. It's in. You screw a light bulb into a socket. The light socket is the female. The bulb is the male. It's in everything in our whole world. Everywhere we turn.
Is it not also the case that people made all those things
yeah.
and we build things emulating what we know
exactly.
and we know our own biology?
Right. Yeah.
Right? Like that's another like that's
no, God named everything.
Like, God's like, I made light bulbs, but I hid them under rocks
yeah.
until Thomas Edison came and found them.
left a note for what you should call them when you invented them.
And yet they say God made me this way. Well, I've got news for them. God didn't make them that way. Sin made them that way. It's like you or I saying, well, God made me an adulterer, so I can't be faithful to Susan. God made me an adulterer, so that's what I am. It's sin. It's not genetics. It's sin. But they don't want to admit that, and these low-life preachers won't never preach against sin. They're cowards. They're cowardice in spirit. They don't have the Word of God. They don't have the Holy Ghost. So they're afraid to speak boldly in the name of the Lord.
The preacher's been silent about this.
Right.
The fucking Pope hasn't been silent about this.
Everybody.
Everybody's
has
been
a
talking
stance.
About this.
Everybody has a stance.
Last week, I'm watching the goddamn UFC. Fucking dude from Brazil gets into a fight, beats Lyoto Machida, big fucking upset, fucking knocks him out with fucking elbows raining down from the fucking top position. He fucking beat his ass. It was an awesome fight. He stands up. Joe Rogan says, well, how do you think the fight went? And the first thing he says is, hold on, Joe Rogan. And it's fucking completely broken English. You can barely understand him. But what he says is, America, what the fuck's wrong with you, America? It's you have to go follow Jesus, not gay Jesus. That's what he said at the very end of it. Then they're trying to spin it at the press conference. He apologized for it and said, oh, the UFC came out with a statement. Oh, he wasn't talking about that. He wasn't talking about gay marriage. He was talking about something else. He was talking about following Jesus. That's it. And you're like, fuck it. I know what I saw.
Right.
I fucking heard what the dude had to say. Some schmuck who fucking punches people in the head for a living isn't staying silent on this issue. The fucking preachers whose job it is to talk about this, to stir that pot. Do you think they're not fucking talking about this every
right.
goddamn week? Then we fucking covered Pastor Manning and fucking Rick Wiles, who we're covering right now, Sandy Rios, Brian Fisher, every one of these fuckheads, Pat Robertson, they all been talking off their fucking head the entire
right.
five fucking years they've been talking about this.
But they've been silently talking about it. They've been talking.
It's so fucking.
It's been, the thing is, it's been silent.
It's just so aggressively untrue.
I know. It's so, there's, at least there's nothing in it that's true.
Oh, God.
Not one single fucking word of it. But light bulbs go in light sockets.
Yeah, it's true. Light bulbs and sockets.
Think about it.
My fist goes in a vagina. It's just right. That's how it works.
God.
And we who do speak boldly are going to be persecuted. These guys are going to fold up like a cheap suit when the pressure gets tough on them.
And anybody who claims that they were born that way, well, you need to be born again.
Praise God for the blood of Jesus Christ to take away all sin.
Amen.
Doesn't it just sound so fucking crazy when they say it like that? It sounds like an incantation.
It really sounds like some shit from the past.
It seriously sounds like they're going to fucking sacrifice a squirrel in a few minutes.
It's that kind of talk sounds like a fantasy novel to me. Like, it sounds like Game of Thrones
right,
type
absolutely,
stuff.
Absolutely.
You know, like,
sure.
Oh, it's the fucking Red Witch or whatever.
Yeah, fucking
like,
fat mushrooms or whatever. Yeah.
It's just, it's nonsense. Yeah. It's just obvious. I don't understand how it doesn't seem apparent that it's nonsense, other than obviously indoctrination and all that, you know. But
there's more Rick Wiles, though. Rick Wiles wasn't done.
No, he's decided he's renouncing his American citizenship. Now, that's different, incidentally, from moving somewhere else and actually giving up his citizenship.
Right, right.
He's just going to say sad things.
No, and that's, I think, the lazy way to do it.
So this is another clip from Rick Wiles, also from Right Wing Watch, where he really cogently describes his viewpoints.
God must respond to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision. It is the final abomination that T.D. Hale saw in a dream.
Wait, I'm sorry. Who's T.D. Hale? Who the fuck is T.D. Hale that I give a shit about his dreams? Is he like some kind of weird dream ninja?
The thing is like, is there anybody on the planet who you give a shit about their dreams?
Me.
Yeah, just you.
Yeah.
Maybe me. Your wife. Yeah, maybe.
No,
no.
No? No. No, I don't care about her hopes and dreams.
Yeah. No, but seriously, like, is there, I mean, there's nobody. When people talk to you about their dreams, you start to yawn.
I know. Right.
Oh, who cares? So you thought a thing.
I had a dream that a big rabbit ate my nose and the nose was a carrot.
You know, if you could keep it with under two sentences and it has a funny punchline, I'll listen to your dream.
That's it, right?
If it doesn't end with that, then I'm done. Yeah. I'm like, oh my God, I do not care that your boss came over covered in salad. Like, right. That's not, I'm like, fucking do not care.
I hate fucking dream people, dude. Dream people are the most tedious people when they come in, like, what do you think it means? Well, I think it means you were asleep.
Yeah.
That's what I think it means. It means you were fucking asleep. You were sleeping and your brain was still going,
it's got that rat sound that they play.
And it was desperately trying to make fun of the jib jab and the nonsense. Yeah. Kind of like we're trying to make fun
exactly.
of this.
In 2012, if you recall, he said he saw Barack Obama in the White House Oval Office. A dream, a voice in the dream said, "Weep in the house for the misery that shall come shortly." He saw an American eagle that had been shot dead.
Oh, sad eagle.
Sad eagle.
Somebody shot my eagle.
Hey, eagle man. I love these low rates. Only Chicago people will get that.
Barack Obama walked from behind his desk with an evil smirk on his face, placed his foot on the eagle, and twisted off the eagle's head.
And then he went to federal prison for 10 years because that's totally illegal.
And he skull fucked the eagle.
The voice in the dream said the spirit of Rehoboam.
The spirit of Rehoboam.
Is that like a monster that only fucking Scooby-Doo can pronounce? He's like, Rehoboam. Oh, we're going to have to go out to rum, rum, rum. Oh, God.
And I would
amazing.
Have gotten away with it if it wasn't for you stinking gays.
And whoa, 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 rum,
rum, rum.
Say that again. Oh. I got to hear him say it again.
All right.
Placed his foot on the eagle and twisted off the eagle's head. The voice in the dream said the spirit of Rehoboam was upon Obama. He said Obama was dressed in black and his chest cavity open.
That's his skin.
His
chest cavity open. What is this, Aliens?
He's got a flip-top chest.
Chest cavity open.
He's like Bender from Futurama.
Inside of it was socialized healthcare. Yeah.
Oh, they're making me get a vaccine.
It's filled with autistic children.
Get quick, before he gets the needle in you, rub smallpox on your children.
Oh, God.
And he saw that his heart was exceedingly evil, with thick black smoke swirling around Obama's heart.
Is it covered by
Yeah, it was the smoke monster from Lost.
Yeah, that's
Thing.
He just fucking made, he cleared his throat, for Christ's sakes.
Remind you that this is all somebody else's. It's not even his dream.
It's not even his dream. But he's fucking, he's like talking about it as if it's a thing.
He is so fucking enamored of somebody else's dream.
God, Rehoboam. Raggy. That's amazing.
Like, run, man.
Like Rehoboam. Oh, God.
He said Obama picked up a gavel and pounded the desk. Pastor Hale felt a great shaking in the dream, and he saw fire rain coming down upon America.
That's actually called frain.
Yeah.
That's fire rain.
What the fuck is fire rain?
It's raining. It's fire, you see, that's... No,
it's
can't.
Raining men.
Hallelujah. It is a religious dream.
And the voice said, the final abomination.
Could you come up with a more fucking ham-fisted series of metaphors?
It's so ridiculous. It's so, and they're all and I dreamt this. I dreamt this thing where Obama cut the eagle's head off and turned it into a strap-on and fuck Michelle with it. It was amazing. You know, just like, okay, dude, we get it.
I woke up so hard.
Yeah, we get it, bro. It was fucking Rehoboam fucking jerked Obama off and pulled his beating heart out of his. It's just all bullshit. It's all bullshit.
Nonsense.
You're fucking paying attention to somebody else's fake fucking dream that he made up, that he just wrote down something to make you think, oh, I had this dream. So, you know, like somehow it's going to give it more legitimacy.
That it came out of a dream,
right? Yeah, like somehow this guy's going to come up to you and he's going to say, you know, instead of saying, I wrote this shit down about Obama, and this stuff that I wrote down about him is a metaphor.
Right.
Instead, he just comes up to you and says, oh, I had this dream, but it was a metaphor. And suddenly that's the thing that makes you go, oh,
yeah, I know. It's like, first of all, it's bad writing.
Yeah.
Everything is too obvious.
Oh, God, it is a dark and stormy night.
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's like, nevermore.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right, well done.
Fucking cask of Amontillado.
The heart was still beating under the floorboards.
And the call was coming from inside the house.
Yeah.
So we hope you enjoyed that. That's going to wrap it up for this short episode, midweek episode. We're going to be back on Monday, though, with episode 237. And we're going to leave you, like we always do, with the Skeptic's Creed.
Credulity is not a virtue. It's fortune cookie cutter, mommy issue, hypno Babylon bullshit. Couched in scientician, double bubble, toil and trouble, pseudo-quasi-alternative, acupunctuating, pressurized, stereogram, pyramidal, free energy, healing, water, downward spiral, brain dead pan, sales pitch, late night info docutainment. Leo, Pisces, cancer cures, detox, reflex, foot massage, death and towers, tarot cards, psychic healing, crystal balls, Bigfoot, Yeti, aliens, churches, mosques, and synagogues, temples, dragons, giant worms, Atlantis, dolphins, truthers, birthers, witches, wizards, vaccine nuts, shaman healers, evangelists, conspiracy, doublespeak, stigmata, nonsense. Expose your signs. Thrust your hands, bloody, evidential, conclusive. Doubt even this.
The opinions and views expressed in this show are that of the hosts only. Our poorly formed and expressed notions do not represent those of our wives, employers, friends, families, or of the local dairy council.